Virtual reality is revolutionising the disability support sector by helping people with disabilities with their learning and skills development. Pranav Harish asked Chris Beaumont, Service and Design and Implementation Partner at Endeavour Foundation, how VR technology is being used to support these people.
Well, Endeavour Foundation's invested in technology of all types, but especially virtual reality. And we're using that to teach people with an intellectual disability skills and safety, either within our service or within the community. So some examples are road safety skills, catching public transport, and also some stuff around a pathway to employment in some of our business services.
What have you found that has been most valuable in using VR technology in supporting people with disabilities?
Well, we found that our customers are really engaged. They're very interested in the VR technology. For some of them, it's obviously brand new, so that they're keen for a look. But they've shown very high rates of adaptation to it. So we're looking at about 90% of people in our services who are more than happy to just jump on and give it a go and use it as part of a whole learning program.
Have you conducted any tests or prototypes, research with VR technology and how it can be used to help provide disability support for people? I understand you work with people with intellectual disabilities. Have you conducted any tests or prototypes there?
We've got currently about 15 separate platforms or software packages that we use, 15 different scenarios. But we are currently working with QUT, Queensland University of Technology, and UQ, University of Queensland, around providing some research and hopefully being able to prove that people with an intellectual disability are able to learn these skills in a virtual reality simulation and transfer them into real life. So we're seeing this in quite a few of our services, where, especially around public transport.
How have people living with intellectual disabilities that you support and provide care for felt about the use of VR technology? How have they been able to access the support and care they need through virtual reality technologies?
There's been a really high level of interest, and we've just been working across all of our services this year implementing VR technology. So we now have that live in our services from Melbourne all the way up to Cairns. So there's been a really high level of engagement, and people, once they've seen it, they're very interested in more, and they want to tell their mates. And we've had a lot of people really interested that they can actually learn skills in a gamified environment, but then they come into the services and they jump on. It's like they've done it before they just get straight into it.
What do you think are some of the challenges in harnessing virtual reality technology in the disability support sector?
Endeavour Foundation's been on the virtual reality journey for about 4 years now, so it could be a little prohibitive for some people to get into it straight away because of maybe the price point of some of it. But as I said, from Cairns to Melbourne, across our sites, people can access the virtual reality technology just by utilising support out of their NDIS package. So there's lots of options for people who they don't need to buy it. They can just come in and use their funding package to access it.
How does virtual reality contribute to the inclusion and equal participation of people living with disabilities, both in the workplace and in society?
We use a multimodal approach to work with our customers, and so it's not just about virtual reality. So we use some classroom-based learning, and we hopefully work with the people until they have the confidence and they've learnt those skills, and we ask them to put them into practice in the virtual reality simulation. Once people have done that, they can repeat it many times, and then we work with them with support to put that into practice in their community.
Chris Beaumont, Service Design Implementation Partner in Endeavour Foundation, ending that report by Pranav Harish.